Thanks for tuning into Radio 323. It's time for Power Players. This is your host, Ken Watmore. And during this program, we're going to talk to people about their stories, about how Christ has impacted their lives and what they're doing with the platform that he's given them. You and I have a story, and so does everybody else. And this is a show where we don't leave any stone unturned. We're talking to professional leaders from athletics, coaches, business leaders, entertainers, people like you and me. We all have a very unique testimony and an opportunity to share Christ with the world through it. So we're going to talk to people about just that, and hopefully you will be blessed by the next half hour or so. Sit back and enjoy the show, and then tune in every week, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock to hear Power Players Radio. Well, thanks for joining us on another edition of Power Players. I'm so excited to have with me a guest today, Dan Seaborn, on the phone. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Ken. Thank you for allowing me to be with you today on the show.
Well, I'm excited. I got to tell my listeners that the way I heard about you is I was listening to Focus on the Family, and they had played a clip of you speaking at a Promise Keepers event, and I was just floored. It was just a great speech. God is using you in an amazing way, and it moved me, and I wanted to share that with my listeners. And I do want to tell people before we get into a lot of stuff is go to winningathome.com. It is a fantastic site. That's Dan's site. And I want you guys to all be able to go there. We're going to link it through our site, and I'll continue to refer to that through the program. But Dan, tell me about you, man. I'm going to open it up. Where do you come from? Tell me a little bit about your growth, man. You're starting from a kid. You don't have to give me the whole thing, but just lay it out for us a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's kind of interesting when you talk about having the impact and making a difference for the Lord. I never would have dreamed, first of all, that the Lord would have taken a little country boy. I'm from a little town called 6 Mile, South Carolina. I tell people about 300 people live there, and most of them my cousins. And, you know, from a young childhood, just really grew in the Lord because I had a grandfather who really taught me what I always called him the living Bible. He didn't really preach from the Bible, but his life was an example of what I thought Jesus must be like. And as I grew up, I grew up and went into accounting, went into finance, became a financial director of a hospital, and just had a really amazing moment when my wife was actually working at a youth camp, and I went there to pick her up one night, and while the guy was up speaking, this sounds crazy, but as the guy was speaking, I just felt like I was standing in back, and I felt like the Lord said to me, I want you to do that. And I remember, there were no turtle doves hitting the windows, but I just remember sitting there going, wow, the Lord's presence is trying to say something to me here. And I remember saying, you want me to do what? And he was like, well, I want you to speak like that guy is. I'm like, I can't speak. And then I remembered a phrase from the Bible of one of the great saints of old who said he couldn't speak, and I just really understood that. And I remember telling Jane, I said, babe, I really feel like God's calling me to, go out and do something different, make a difference for him, and begin to speak. And her first words were, you can't speak. And I said, I agree. We both agree. And, I just really continued to seek the Lord, talk with my pastor, and he just began to open some doors for me. He even, you can't believe this, Ken. He let me preach at the church on a Sunday morning. I look back and I go, what was that guy thinking? But God just really began to lay on my heart as what I was supposed to do. So I went back and did some training in that area and really began to grow in that area. And I really have to say that I don't understand how the Lord has taken me from there to here and why he lets me do the things I get to do. I can still tell you that I'm sitting right now going, how in the world am I even doing this interview other than the Lord Jesus Christ called me to be an open, vulnerable man. I remember when Jane and I started in ministry, I said to her, babe, I feel one of the things I'm called to do is to share my hurts, my pains, my failures, my faults. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to act like I'm all that because I grew up with some of that and it was a real turnoff for me. And my whole theme and my whole thinking is, look, I'm a man who's growing in Christ, and I don't have it all figured out, and I make mistakes, and my kids can testify. All four of them will tell you that their dad is not a perfect man, but I give testimony to the fact that with Christ, I'm growing. I'm closer to him than I was a year ago, and I want to be able to say that every year, and I think that's what this ministry really is all about. If you see our website, if you see me speak, if you hear us do the things we do, you're going to find that we are, I tell people, I'm your average Walmart shopper. And when you walk in the store, whoever you, that's me right over there. And I'm just trying to figure out how to love the Lord today. And when the sun sets, I want to be able to say I tried to serve him. And then I'll wake up, do it again tomorrow. And that's really what I'm all about. I'm not trying to get somewhere. It's not important to me. to know somebody or to meet somebody or to say I was the best speaker there. That stuff is trivial and it's stupid, and I see a lot of Christians fall for it, and it ticks me off. And boy, you can hear probably a little bit of that coming out of me, but I just want to serve the Lord every day, and I want my kids someday to stand over my grave and say, you know, he wasn't perfect, but that dude right there, he tried hard and he honored Christ. And if I do that, then, you know, all this other stuff is just side stuff, and especially when I get to heaven.
Amen to that, man. I'm a father of five myself, and I got to tell you, I go through the same thing. I mean, I say every day to my kids, I'm finding areas where I mess it up, and I turn around and try and fix it with them, or try and make sure that I'm also vulnerable. And I expect as a dad, you go through these points where you go, man, I gotta go say sorry to my kid. You know, I gotta say sorry. I did something wrong, and it's a. I want to encourage dads out there as a great example to your kids when you can do that. But let's go into just a little bit more stuff too. I, you know, as men, we struggle with so many different things. And, you know, I've heard you talk about a few different things that are common to men. And I don't mean the nitty gritty stuff. You talk about whatever you want to, but in marriage, you know, as men, we fail at being good husbands sometimes and being a good representative of what that marriage is supposed to look like in God's eyes. And, you know, how do we rectify that? How do we win at home in marriage? And that leaves you open for a long answer.
Well, that's okay, because I think you're asking a great question. And I think the average man wants to know, and we can talk about other things, ladies' issues and kids' issues too, but in terms of just the pure man issues, every man wants to be a good husband, a good father. And somebody's listening going, mine doesn't. I'm saying down deep, every man wants to be able to do that. A lot don't know how. So they kind of give up and quit. I've never met a man who said, I just want to really treat my wife horrible and I want to just, you know, take advantage of my kids. I've never met that man. Now, there may be people, and especially women listening right now, saying, well, you never met my husband then. And I would say to you, dear wife and lady of this man, I don't believe your husband wants to be that way. I believe that he has grown accustomed to living a lifestyle that isn't honoring or pleasing to the Lord, or he feels he's such a failure because of his own childhood, his own life, that he doesn't know how to do it the right way. Because I deal with a lot of men who they literally don't know how. I mean, they want to be good husbands and literally say, I never saw one. My dad wasn't one. My grandpa wasn't. I don't have a clue how to be a good man. And what I'm saying is, our goal in ministry, and my goal as a speaker, especially if I'm speaking to men, it's one of the reasons I do that nitty-gritty stuff, Ken, is I want men to see that I am a man who struggles, but with God's help, I can become somebody. And, you know, specifically on the message you're referring to, I believe I talked there some about my own struggle with seeing things I shouldn't see and dealing with that issue. And I'm just really vulnerable with my wife about it. And I tell her, babe, you need to know, just going to the mall these days, and even when we live in an area where there's a beach, and I say to her, just going to the beach sets me up to struggle. And so I just want to tell you this, and I want to talk about it, and I tell men all the time, you need to be vulnerable with your wife about this. Now, the problem is a lot of wives, they take it as they're being put down and they're not good enough, et cetera. And my wife is so awesome in this area because if she's with me, especially at a men's event, I'll sometimes have her share too and just talk about how, you know, we need to try to understand how you think. I need to understand, in Dan's case, I need to understand his upbringing. I need to understand what he faces every day, how he's really seeking to grow and overcome this. And I got two boys, man. My boys are 24 and 21. They often, we have a conversation where I'll say to them, boys, how are you doing right now? How are you doing on the internet? How are you doing in your life? How are you doing with what you're seeing? I just talk to them because I tell them, I say, because your dad in this area, man, sometimes I fail, sometimes I see something, and I don't turn away as quick as I should. So, guys, I know it's a real deal, and I'm praying for you. You pray for me. Let's keep ourselves strong. And it's interesting right now. This is really funny, Ken. I'm on my cell phone right now talking with you and sharing with you guys. And literally where I'm sitting, there's a woman just walked by me in the shortest shorts you can imagine, and I have to turn away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting to me that literally while I'm doing this interview, I had to literally turn away because that's going to cause me to look and struggle. And so that's the real life stuff I talk about. And maybe that one, God gave us that one to show you how real I am. But I just want to be a guy who's straight up honest with his wife and with his family because I have no secrets with my wife. And I just love living that way because I don't want to live vulnerable. And Satan wants to take us all down, whether you're a pastor, whether you're an assembly line worker, I don't care what you do. Satan is out to destroy your marriage. And that's one of the things I love to speak about, is I try to help people understand this is a spiritual war.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you this too, and this is a, and you can correct me on this if I'm wrong. I'm not a pastor, and I'm not a teacher, but I do know that there's another area that that women can really help in this struggle, and that's that, you know, women, a lot of women don't respect what's going on as far as the struggle. I mean, I go to church, in a real big church, wonderful church, Bible believing church, Bible teaching church. I just absolutely love it. But even the demographic of the church, I can't tell you how many Sundays I go in and I see women come in and they got their underwear hanging out of their jeans. And you got to know that a wife can be a struggle for many men when she comes into a church like that. And it's a distraction from what those men are going there to get. So women want their husbands to come in, raise their hands, you know, raise and praise. And the men are so busy looking at some woman who came in with a short skirt on or whatever, that they're not able to focus on that. And women, you have to be accountable for that as well.
Yeah, I think there's a whole lot of truth that I have two daughters, they're 19 and 15. And, you know, society tells them, let them hang it out, do everything you want to do, it's okay. It's just, you know, your dad's old fashioned. And I tell them, I go, guys, I'm really not. I'm really a guy who just understands the way men think. And, you know, hopefully that message will be one strong that they can understand. And, you know, I'm sure there's some woman listening going, well, you're saying you're putting it all on the women. Well, absolutely not. You hear me saying very clearly that men are responsible and they need to take responsibility for their actions, et cetera. But I do think we need to understand that we live in a society that continues to exploit, in my mind, women, and continue to take advantage of women. It's interesting to me, when I was doing stuff with Promise Keepers, that their Promise Keepers got so ripped by, you know, the media and by other people, et cetera, while the people who are taking advantage of women and the pimps who are putting them out on the streets, those guys are left alone. And it's Satan. It's why I go back to my spiritual warfare thing. Satan is out to take down our families. He wants to do it individual by individual, couple by couple, kid by kid. And we just have to keep our guard high and keep talking about this stuff. Just be straight up with your kids. You know, don't lie to them. Just tell them, hey, we're not stupid. We see the world you're growing up in. We want to talk to you about it. We want to help you with it. And I think that's one of the things I try to do, is just talk real open and honest with my children, because, you know, like I say, my days on this earth, they're numbered. They're going to pass away, and I want to leave something for my kids and help them learn to grow. And I do want to say to the wives who are out there who are seeking to be godly wives, even in the middle of a time where your husband isn't standing for what he should, thank you. Because that was my mom. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the reasons I'm in ministry today, is because of my mom, her faithful prayers and her faithfulness, even when my dad wasn't. And I'm so proud of her, and I'm so thankful for her. And, you know, hopefully I can honor her life by the way I live my life.
Yeah, that's excellent. Excellent point for sure. Again, with me is Dan Seaborn. I want to refer everybody one more time to winningathome.com. Dan, let's get into so some other stuff. And that's, you've got on your website, I noticed you've got a big highlight in the middle of the website that says Dan's Deal. Tell us about that. What's Dan's Deal?
Well, every few days, I'll just go in and record a video and that kind of thing. And I just share with you, like yesterday, I shot a couple of videos. And what we do on our website is just give people this kind of practical teaching I've just kind of shared with you on the air here. Just some simple stuff, everyday stuff. We also have 7 counselors on staff at Winning at Home. You can go there. And a lot of questions that people want to ask about marriage and family, we've already kind of pre-asked our counselors and let them answer online. So what we've tried to do online is just create a community where you can grow together and give you some of those practical kind of teachings that are, you know, biblically based and very helpful. And then we also have a campaign online there. Just released a book, you'll see if you go online, called Stay Married for Life. And we have a campaign where right now about 50,000 people are signed up online to get our once a week, we send a little, about a 2-sentence thing out. Here's a tip to help you grow in your marriage. Here's something you can do to keep your relationship with your spouse good. So stuff like that. We don't bombard people and bore them with long-winded stuff, but we give people real practical tips on how to grow in their marriage and family. And that's what I think we're really gifted to do. Our staff really works hard to create some short, intimate things that really give people, because we live in such a fast-paced world that we know we don't have your attention for a long time, but while we do have it, we want to give you something that we think will really help you and grow.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I signed up for that as well, and I encourage all the listeners to go there. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Go to winningathome.com and make sure you check it out and sign up for that if you feel led to, for sure. Dan, can people also support your ministry through winningathome.com?
Yeah, you bet. If you go there, there's a donate button. You can help us and support us. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We're audited and checked out by Cape and Krause, which is a very, you know, well-known industry in the industry and takes good care of us. And we're very, you know, it's kind of fun if you ever consider giving to us. I have a rule in the ministry because of my background in finance. I really am careful in that area. And I've just been exposed to some ministries that don't take good advantage, don't take good care of their finances. And I have a rule in my office that I have two people that check everything that goes through our finances. And I say, if you made a $25 donation and you see us ever spend something on something that you would be embarrassed to use your $25 for or ashamed that we did it, then you come to me and we won't go that way anymore. So we just try to be real accountable. It's that, you know, Ken, it's simple everyday living. Just go live today in your financial world, in your marriage world, in your work world. Go live as if it's your last day. Live simple, live ready to die, and live ready to go to heaven. If you do that, life's pretty easy. I mean, not saying it's easy, but I'm saying you keep it simple. Sure. And even if you go through a tough day, I've had some tough ones, man. And when I go through those days, I feel like as long as I stay simple and stay with the Lord, I'll make it.
Well, I would have to agree with that. And it's an area where I've got plenty of tough days too, and struggle with it for sure. And that makes a whole lot of sense. And I hope that you know, the families that are listening will make sense out of that as well, because it is. I don't think you're referring to, you know, our walk being easy, but it's just the simplicity of the message. You know, the structure of it is simple, and that's that. You know, you said it, live every day like it's your last. And if you're living for God, you know, I always tell my kids, in fact, the name of this ministry came from Colossians 3:23, you know, and it says, do everything as unto the Lord, not as if you're doing it to man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell my kids when they go play football, when they go play basketball, when they do anything, they go to school, I'm always like, 3:23, baby, you know, just trying to goof off with them and let them remember, make that little marker that you got to live every minute, do everything as if you're doing it for the Lord. And I fail at it all the time. I do. But, you know, it's certainly my checkpoint. That's my balance point right there.
Well, yeah, we all, you know, we're sitting here saying we don't do it all perfect. That's why we need help and need encouragement and need each other on each other's team. But you're right. I mean, it comes down to just living today the right way. And here's the big deal for me is just, if you see yourself slipping in some area, confess it, own up to it. Yeah. If you start hiding stuff, if you start doing things you shouldn't, admit it. Let somebody help you, because see, one becomes two become four. If you keep going, all of a sudden you got such a big pile there that you go, I can't deal with it. And I'm sure there's some listener right now going, that's me, Dan. My pile's too big. If I started uncovering it, it would blow me away. What you're going to actually discover is, what you're going to discover is freedom. See, Satan knows that pile is taking away your freedom, and he wants to make it bigger and stick it in front of you and make you feel like you can't overcome it. But I've discovered if I continue to grow in the Lord, the more I uncover, the more I feel free. And here's the funny part for me, Ken. When I speak and I share my struggles, I've never had anybody say, well, I don't like you now. Oh, now that I know you have struggles and I know you're weak, I don't ever want to hear you again. It's just the opposite. And I would tell the listeners today, when you begin to be vulnerable, begin to be open, begin to share with accountability partner or with your spouse or with someone else, hey, man, I'm struggling here. I really don't think that they're going to come down hard on you. And if they do, I think maybe you need to look around at somebody else that will walk with you through those kind of times.
Yeah, that's for sure. I agree with that 100%. We're supposed to strengthen the body, not tear it down. So And on the other side of that too, you know, we bring back the other side, and that's that if somebody comes to you, if a brother or sister in Christ is coming to you as a believer and says, hey man, I need somebody I can be accountable for, you need to make a decision right there. Can I be that person? And know it in your heart. Go to God with it and say, can I be that person for them? And if you can, if you can, then you commit to it and you be that person. If you can't, then be honest enough front and say, you know what, I don't think I can do that. Because you're gonna hurt them if you try and you can't. And you're gonna know away if you're gonna be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because people are gonna lay some stuff on you.
That's right.
You sign up
for it. Well, you said you weren't You said you weren't a preacher, but you sure sound like one.
Man, I'm not worthy to be that. Maybe someday God will turn me that way. I just, like I said, I feel so blessed just to be able to do this. I mean, this is, I always, you know, I tell my kids all the time, I got the coolest job in the world. I mean, I'm talking to people who not only are able to encourage and inspire the listener, Man, I am so blessed by every time I step in front of this microphone with somebody on the other line or somebody in studio. And I mean, I'm always like, wow, that was amazing. And I get so fed from it. So, you know, I hope the listeners get that same feeling from all the guests that we have. And it's just amazing to be able to share, you know.
That's awesome.
Just a cool thing. And you got a pretty cool job too there, Pastor.
You know, I enjoy it. I really feel it's what God's called me to do, and I hope to finish my life on this earth doing it and doing it strong for Him. And, you know, I had a buddy, he's older than me, but he was a real wise man, say to me, just make sure you finish strong. He said, finish better than you started, and that's my goal is, you know, I'll be 50 this coming year, and my two boys are 24 and 21, and they're both, one, the 24-year-old lives in inner city Detroit, runs a halfway house and works with the homeless, and then my 21-year-old lives in Philadelphia and starting a church, inner city Philadelphia, for the homeless. And so, you know, I just look and go, okay, Lord, if you want to take and use my kids in those kind of environments, man, I'm honored, I'm thrilled, and just thankful.
That's cool, man. And tell us one more time about your book.
Yeah, Stay Married for Life is the one we just released. What it is we're going to have once a quarter it's about 100 pages, a little book, and it's got devotionals in it, devotional thoughts for a couple. So at night, you can just read it together, share it together. And our goal is to that practical, every day, help couples stay married for life. And if you sign up, get the book. And if you would like to get one, we're going to release one every quarter. And so you'll have devotionals for you and your wife for the whole year.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great idea. We hope so.
We think it'll make a difference, and we hope people check it out. If you go online to winningathome.com, real easy to find, winningathome.com, you can send me a question there if you'd like to. You'll see how to do that, but also you can read more about all the information we shared. We do a couple of events, and you gotta help me out with this. We do these couple of events. One is called the Marriage Rendezvous, and it is just an absolute wonderful one-night event where you laugh and you cry and you grow with your spouse. And then there's another event called the Wonders of the World of Parenting that we do with a guy named Mark Harris. Have you ever heard of Mark Harris? He used to be the lead singer for For Him.
No.
Okay, you would know a lot of his songs. Sure. And so anyway, Mark and I, we do this thing where we travel around the country and we do this wonder of the world of parenting. So maybe we can come to your area and you can help us host this thing.
I'd love it, man. That'd be just an honor. I would either one of those things or both. I'd love to do both of them. I hope you get set up in any way.
Let me say that to you. To you and anybody who's listening, if your church is wanting to sponsor something like that, just get in touch with us. We'd love to do that sort of thing and make it happen for you.
Yeah, that'd be great. That sounds awesome. So we'll tell everybody again, winningathome.com. We got a lot of stuff they can check out there. Do you have anything coming up here in the near future, next couple of weeks, speaking engagements anywhere in the country that people can go to? Or go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We've got, if you go online, in fact, when you're there online, just look at my speaking schedule and you'll see. We've got stuff coming up, some stuff down south, a couple things out west. Got a cruise coming up. if you want to get involved in that, it's a cruise. I don't know if you've ever heard of the American Association of Christian Counselors, but we do some stuff with them, and I'll be speaking on that cruise. So all kind of stuff to get involved in. So just go online, check it out.
That's cool, man. Have you done a cruise like that before?
Yeah, I've done a few married couples cruises, and that's really, boy, talk about a place to fall in love again. That's a good spot to do it. It's kind of hard to mess up a cruise. So, yeah, if you enjoy those sort of things and you enjoy that kind of environment, just check it out.
Well, awesome. Dan, it's been great getting to know you a little bit and just being able to share with you. I'm honored, and I thank you for coming on the program with us today.
Thank you and bless you and all the listeners, and may we all continue to grow in the Lord.
Amen to that, man. We'll be talking to you soon. Check out winningathome.com for all our listeners, and we'll link through the radio323.com site as well, so everybody will have a shot at getting there. And Dan, I'll be in touch with you to arrange some stuff so all of our people will be able to see that on our website as well, because I'm going to make sure that anything we do with you, we'll post it up there and get people involved.
Well, thank you. That's so much appreciated. And anything we can do to assist you too, we're all, as we said in the beginning, we're trying to bring honor and glory to the Lord. So let's keep doing it.
That's right. Amen to that. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, that wraps another edition of Power Players Radio. Thanks for joining us again. You can listen to the program Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. right here on Radio 323. And if you missed a show, go to the website, radio323.com. Subscribe to our podcast. You can always get the programs downloaded right into your iTunes through the podcast, or you can go to our archives page at the same location, radio323.com. Go to the archives page and see any show you might have missed or any show you didn't know existed. It might be there. Check it out. See who we've had on the program, and then give us your feedback. Drop me an email anytime, ken@project323.org. I'd love to hear from you, and keep tuning in to Radio 323 for all this great programming. Help support our ministry if you would. You can go online also and make a secure donation, one time or a recurring monthly donation. We appreciate your support. Keep this very unique Christian programming coming at you. We combine all the elements of Christian radio right here in one place. Talk, sports, music, study, family programming. We put it all in one spot. You don't have to go from dial to dial, and you can listen in while you're surfing the web or while you're working. It's always safe to stream. Again, we appreciate you so much here on Radio 323, and we'll look forward to having you tune in again tomorrow. We want more than this world's got to offer.